music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-oke.
The best tradie today wins a prize that only a tradie could probably get excited about. I mean, anyone else listening goes, what? But check this out. You're winning a wheelbarrow, guys.
Do you know how hard it is to get it, like when you fill a wheelbarrow up, to wheel it? When you've got to go up and down? that's an actual art.
It's one wheel.
It is.
Yeah, you've a good point.
And when it's filled, you've really got to tip it. Like, you've really got to get the balance right.
I did a wheelbarrow race in Yarrawonga. You fill it up, but you have two blokes in it and you have to run down a hill and then go back up it. Oh, didn't end well.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid and you used to play wheelbarrows and you used to grab someone else's legs and they would
run.
Just run with their hands?
This has been an excellent wheelbarrow-based conversation. We are giving away a wheelbarrow. Sherlock, available from Bunnings Warehouse. The wheelbarrow is valued, and I didn't know wheelbarrows got this expensive, $264.
Wow.
Well, you don't have to pay for it if you win this. Dave from Cranbourne, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much.
And all that.
And all that.
You're going to sing a bit of My Girl from The Temptations. This is the song.
I guess you say
what
can make me feel this way. My girl.
Great choice.
Mate, this is going to be amazing. Dave. I can just picture. This is going to be perfect. Dave, take it away.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, talking about my girl, my girl.
Oh. Wow.
Got really nervous there, brothers.
Well, you didn't sound nervous. You were exceptionally good. So well done. Can you
Dave.
Just take us out with a chee-hoo and all that, please, Dave?
Chee-hoo and all that.
Thank you. He's got his own catchphrase.
Aaron from Bomb Beach, the plumber labourer. You are singing one of my favourite songs, Better Man by Pearl Jam. How are you, mate?
Not too bad.
Here it is. What a song.
Can't find a better man.
There is a very long verse, so hopefully he's not going to try to attack the whole song. But let's hear a edited version.
Good luck, Azza.
Righto. Here we go. Waiting, watching the clock. It's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell me, don't take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
Oh, well done, Azza. Love a bit of Pearl Jam, mate.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Thank you.
He just wants to win the wheelbarrow.
We've got Mark from Burnside Heights. Good morning, Mark. You're an electrician.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
What are you going to pump out for us today?
Oh, we got a bit of ABBA.
Bit of ABBA.
Finally.
Evie's been waiting for this for months. Here we go. So a tradie singing ABBA at long last. Here we go.
Take it away, Marky.
You can dance. You can dance. Having the time of your life, you feel like girl. Watch the scene, the dancing queen.
Yep.
Where'd he mark?
No, well, it's a bad line, a wonderful performance. Evie really enjoyed it. Gee, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Literally,
that
if
was amazing.
They all sounded the same. They all sounded like the same
now,
person.
If we all want to confirm, I mean, Fev's normally judging. I feel like he's not sure out of at least two of these three. It's a tough one. It's for a wheelbarrow, guys.
It is for a wheelbarrow. Oh, God.
Big decision.
It is a big decision.
Come on,
I'll go with Dave because I love him. Oh,
Dave!
God.
Dave! Woo! We know that!
You say.
The wheelbarrow.
Can I get a shout out?
Yeah, shout out,
shout
go.
Shout out, mate.
Shout out to Biden Earthwind Leaving Green.
Hey, there he goes. Well done, Dave and Cranbourne. Congratulations. Yes, good work. For a wheelbarrow that lasts longer, Sherlock, available from Bunnings Warehouse. It's worth $264. Congratulations. We'll play again next Tuesday.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, I'm going to go to New South Wales here. Illawarra River. A young schoolboy, New South Wales schoolboy, was just walking to school, and he was walking past the Mullet Creek on Bong Bong Road in Dapto.
As you do.
Obviously, someone's been at the Dapto Dogs. And he spotted floating in the Mullet Creek on Bong Bong Road some $50 notes.
He hadn't had the Bong Bong?
No.
He actually saw it?
No, he's just a school kid.
Okay.
And he saw $50 notes floating in the water. Up to $2,000 was floating in the water.
That's a lot of $50 notes.
Is it a lot of $50 notes? And the kid, good kid, he's called the New South Wales Fire and Rescue, SES, to help retrieve the cash. Silly boy.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on, mate, good boy.
Take your school uniform off. Get in your togs, mate. Clean that up. $2,000 as a schoolboy.
I would have called Dave Chee-Hoo and got his wheelbarrow.
Chee-Hoo! $2,000 and all that. Yes. That's what I would have done. Anyway, so he's called the cops and it's been handed in. And I thought to myself, wow, if you found $2,000, would you hand it in?
I found $10,000.
You're sorry, what?
$10,000?
Mm. Oh, I still can't really talk about it because of how upset I am that I didn't get to keep the money.
Because you've got to hand it in and you've got, is it like 3 months or something and if no one retrieves it?
Well, no, the owner of the money came back pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
I was working at SeaWorld on the driving the monorail. And
can we have a whole other show about that job?
Yes.
Okay, so there'll be plenty of stories from you driving the monorail
SeaWorld. It takes 3 days to learn, just letting you know. It's training day. Okay. Three. And
did you leave and you left the hat on? I see.
Yeah, this is the train driver's hat. Yeah. It's a very different ride, Fev.
Okay, anyway, sorry, keep going.
So I saw on the seat, there was like, it looks like, you know, those pay bags?
Yeah.
The ones that you take to the bank?
Someone was doing a drop.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it had $10,000 in it.
Wow.
Jeez.
And had there not been cameras everywhere. But he came back pretty quickly and he was very panicky, very, very panicky.
How did you know it was his?
I didn't, but my manager was there. We were just like, you know, and he was really like, it's like he knew where it was, everything. So it was definitely his.
What's he had $10,000 at SeaWorld for?
Well, no, the thing is that the majority of guests at SeaWorld were tourists, and the majority of the tourists are Asian. So they come with cash.
Right.
$10,000 is a lot of money to carry.
Yeah, that's too much.
This was back in the day. I mean, I think now you don't need to carry that sort of cash.
No, well, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You tap everything now.
Fishy going on.
Hey, SeaWorld. Brilliant. You can leave now. 13, 10, 60. Because you hear about this.
People
just finding money lying around. And not everyone is as honest as this young boy on Bong Bong Road or Evie. Some people just keep it.
And yeah. I've never found, you find it in your suits, like a $20 note or something, when you go to put your suit on there.
God,
I've worn
for
that. About since Isn't the last good? Spring carnival.
I found, when I was moving, I found money under my bed.
Did you?
Yeah, like $250.
Were you wrapped?
In between the, I was stoked. I really needed it.
Give us a call right now. If you've found a bunch of money, whether you've given it back or not, we'd love to hear from you. Where have you found
you
it?
You wouldn't give it back, would you?
No way. 13, 13 10, 60, give us a call now.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Unbelievable story. We don't cover many news stories from the Gong in New South Wales,
do
we?
No, we don't, especially down Mullet Creek on Bong Bong Road in Dapto. A young schoolboy was walking past the river there and just thought, it's a beautiful morning, had a look out at the creek, and there was $50 notes floating on the surface. So he called the SES, the New South Wales Fire and Rescue, to retrieve the cash, and they scooped it out of the water, and he had to give it all back. $2,000. Wow. What a good young boy. Back in Narre Warren days, I probably would have pocketed that.
You might have.
I would have.
We've all learnt now. We'd all hand it back these days.
He might get it, though. That kid might get the money.
He might get it in the end if no one claims it. So I wonder what $2,000 was doing floating in the water.
Interesting. Mind boggles, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I've gone to dark places in the ad break. But what's the biggest amount of money you found? 13, 10, 60. We're going to the phones. Maddie from Laylaw, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. What did you find?
Me and my friend were walking home from school and saw like a flicker of yellow on the floor, and it happened to be like a handful of $50 notes. So I ended up with like $200 each.
Wow. What'd you spend it on?
Well, she might have handed it back.
Did you hand it back?
Oh.
No, we didn't. We told our mums because we were walking home to mum from school, but ended up spending it on, like, charcoal chicken, like...
Yeah. A feast.
Maddie's my kind of girl.
There we go. Well, kids, if you're listening, it's always best to hand it back, but
charcoal
certainly...
Charcoal chicken, if not.
Nothing like a good charcoal chicken. Alan from Melton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Good. How much cash did you find?
I found $10,000 in a briefcase in a phone box.
What?
Wow.
Did you keep it?
No, well, I was coming. Well, I'm 40 now, but when I was 16, I came out of Vic Road as receiving my license, and I went across to see something, and I said to my dad, "What is that?" And Dad said, "I don't know. Someone's left their briefcase." And as I knocked it, one of the prongs opened, so I had to have a geezer, and I opened it up, and I'm like, "Well," and I shut the lid back down real quick, and I went to him, and Dad goes, "What was that?" I said, "Oh, nothing." And he's like, "What are you going to do for it?" I said, "Look," I opened it up again and took it to the police station, and the police said to me, "You've got 3 months if no one claims it." 7 days till the end, someone claimed it, but they gave me $500 cash out of it for finding it and returning it to the police station.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Could have brought yourself a new car. Have to get your license.
Oh, but back then, you're young and naive. I didn't know. I just thought, you know, better do the right thing.
Well, so Alan now, who's 40, found 10 grand, you just take it?
Yeah. Back when I was young and I was doing the right thing, I've learned now that you were best to keep it.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't,
There we go. We've learned our lesson.
Eugene from Sydenham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're
how are
good.
You?
Thank you. How much cash did you find?
I found $40,000 few years ago when I used to work at the airport for a major car rental company in Melbourne.
Wow, $40,000. That's what sort of money was that?
$40,000.
Yeah, we don't know. I was driving the vehicle, just taking back to the wash, and all of a sudden I had to put my foot on the brake, and there was this brown paper parcel came back in front of my seat. So I had to pull over and just to see what it was. And there was these bubbles of cash in there, a combination of $50 notes and $100 notes. So we informed the duty manager at the time, and they called the airport police, and they came into the scene. And we think it's possibly drug money. We don't know.
So yeah, obviously handed it back.
Yeah, we did. We had to.
You didn't have to.
We all joke about the $100 I found, I spent it on fish and chips, but it does, let's be honest, it gets to a point with a sum of money where it's like, I really need to hand that back. That's too much.
I'd be too scared. If I found $40,000, I'd just leave it in the car. Yeah. I'd let someone else deal with it. Because you know that's not money that's been earned.
I would just take it.
Okay, thank you, Evie. Thank you for your honesty. 101.9
The Fox. I'm going to talk a little bit of sport, Evie. And the reason is there's been a lot of drugs testing and people reported being cheating. So there was this guy. So I've been drug tested a lot as an athlete. You get drug tested a lot.
Yeah.
And when you go into the toilet to do your business, your urine sample, the person follows you in. So you'll follow me in. You have to be naked from the waist down, or from sort of your boobies down. So because there's things that you can buy, like strap-on things that you can have someone else's wee in it. So they've got to watch everything you do when you're in the toilet, so it's your own urine.
Do you get stage fright?
A little bit. And you're supposed to fill up a whole, like, little beacon. And if you get, so let's just say it's like 200 mils of wee.
Right.
Fill it up to like 180 and you've got no wee left, they dispense that and you've got to wait and fill, because you've got to fill the whole
thing. Hang around, have a couple of glasses of water.
And I did that. We played Richmond one day at the MCG and I only filled up a little bit. And then it was 3 hours I had to wait because I couldn't wee. They took me upstairs to the bar. It was like middle of the night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I had a 6-pack of beer, bang, went straight in. Anyway, that's not part of the story. But this guy, DJ Cooper, an American basketballer who did a urine test. And so he's going to the toilet. Obviously, someone hasn't followed him in. He's done his wee. It's gone off to the lab. It's come back. And it's reported that DJ Cooper is pregnant. You're busted!
He's pregnant.
Yeah, he's pregnant.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. So he's actually said, he's claiming that he had ingested bad meat But it's been now found out that it turns out
he's... What sort of defence is that?
I don't know. Well, you got
to... We all know bad meat gets you pregnant. Well,
yeah,
you,
bad meat gets you
if
pregnant.
If you get caught, you just clutch at straws. But after some investigation from the International Drugs Association, it found out that he used his girlfriend's urine. So when it's come back, he's found out he's going to be a daddy.
And that he's a cheater.
And that he's a cheater. So 13, 10, 60, guys.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable.
So that's a double whammy. I'm a cheater. Oh, what? I'm going to be a dad.
Well, no. I'm pregnant. What?
It's one of our favourite segments. This we've done it before, and this is a special cheaters edition. So if you've cheated in anything, it needn't be in the very specific world of drug testing in sport, just in anything. It could be a board game. It could be something at work. But if you've been busted... Edition. Give us a call.
Imagine his manager ringing up going, hey, mate, you're pregnant. What?
13, 10, 60. Have you been busted? We'd love a story. Maybe someone you know has been busted, caught red-handed cheating in any form of life. None of us surely would have any examples because everyone's so upstanding and honest in here. No one cheats in here.
Oh, when I play board games, the kids say you're cheating. I said, do you want to get grounded? And they said, no, I'm not cheating. They go, you're not cheating, Dad.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
I don't say that.
Give us a call right now if you've got
you'd
one.
Cheat
for us.
On, you'd cheat at board games.
I cheat on everything.
Yeah. This is the Fox.
1019. The Fox.
We've got a new story of a cheater who's been found out, Fev.
Yes, and Byron found this yesterday, and God, I loved it. It's one of my favourite stories of the year. DJ Cooper, a basketballer from Ohio University, who's a gun. He's actually going to join the Bosnian national team. He's tested positive to a drug. But it was found out before he tested positive that he was pregnant. He'd used his girlfriend's urine for his urine sample when he got drug tested. And he got the call saying, mate, I think you're pregnant. So, that would have been an awful call.
I think sitting around in his room and he's with all of his mates and he's like, can I have your weed? And they're like, man, you don't want my weed. He's gone to every guy. And then his girlfriend goes, use mine. I haven't been doing, taking nothing.
And he claimed that he had ingested bad meat. So, bad luck, mate. He's got a 2-year ban. So we thought one of our favourite segments, Evie, is, busted. We've got Catherine from Blackburn South. When have you been busted?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I busted my brother and we were on holiday as pretty young children and he decided we'd all play poker, all the other children that were there. He was the oldest and it was when mirrored sunglasses were all the rage and in, so he thought it was really cool strutting his stuff around the place in these mirrored sunglasses. But he kept playing these cards to his advantage and dealing the cards. And then we suddenly noticed that we could actually see his hand in his reflective sunglasses.
I love it.
Brilliant.
Well done, Catherine.
Won all the money.
Great story.
Yeah.
Renee from Altona, good morning.
Might have just cut her off there at an important point, but it was a great story.
That's good. That was a good story. Renee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. When have you been busted?
It was back when I was in school. I was on the train on my way in, and I'd been writing notes on my arm. And a passenger on the train called up my school and dubbed me in before I'd even had the exam.
Oh, no. Wow.
Didn't even get the chance to actually cheat.
They actually waited for me to cheat before busting me as well.
Oh, no. You're under surveillance. Oh,
unbelievable if they give you calls.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
This is just, it's a real honour, particularly for Fev. As a representative of our show, Brendan Favola, congratulations. He has been featured. He's really the star of the 3AW breakfast show this morning.
Really?
What are you doing listening to that, Byron?
With Ross and John. We have been notified by somebody who obviously loves Ross and John, and why wouldn't you? What a great show it is over there on 3AW, that Fev had an honourable mention. In fact, he may have been the number one in their topic, Best Comebacks of All Time.
Oh, God.
Let's have a listen. This is from 3AW only moments ago.
Darren.
After his exploits a few years ago at the Brownlow, I'd say Brendan Favola.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah,
he is. Super popular.
Super popular, made a great comeback from being, you know, way down there.
What was it? The...
Pressure point.
Pressure point.
Mm. Pressure point, pressure point.
Oh, God. Way down there.
Yeah, well, let's give them a call to thank them for mentioning.
I'll show them how to do pressure point properly.
Yeah, you should.
Is there a way to do it?
Can someone give me the number? Oh, no, I've got it here. Okay, so I'm going to ring that. We're just ringing their open line, Leon. I mean, don't we know someone there? Could we get a shortcut? No.
They should answer it all the time. We do.
Okay. Okay.
No one else call. Oh, it is talkback, though.
It is talkback.
Everyone calls.
Someone at 3AW will get fired if they don't answer this call.
Here we go. This is live radio.
4-1-1-5-1-9
Oh, sorry. That might have been someone else's number. Okay. Yeah,
live radio. It's going
live
well.
Radio.
Well, you know. 1-3-13-13 Oh, 13-13-32 Of course 13, it is. Yeah.
32.
No, that's the Lubemobile.
That's the Lubemobile.
Here we go.
That's 30-30-32
I'll say the bit at the start so you're live on the radio.
What's your name?
Our name is Fifi Fevan Byron on the Fox. You are on air. We're obliged to mention that live on air. Hello. We've heard that one of our stars of our show may have got a mention this morning on 3AW.
Oh, yeah. Can you just hold on one tick? Sorry, I'm just the phones operator. I'll pop you over to the EP. She's just busy at the moment.
Oh, okay. Tremendous. How flat out is she? Is she really busy or...?
Yeah, just at the moment. We just better hit the news. Can you just give us one tick?
No.
We're about to give 10 grand away.
A couple of our producers... A little tardy if they're interested in applying for a job.
Sorry?
Nothing. Sorry, push on.
Hang on. And where can I get it?
Oh, bit of 3AW.
The CEO who recently bought the...
We're now listening to Ross and John on hold. I mean, have we thought this through?
I don't think we have.
No, we'll let them go.
What are they talking about?
Well, they've got the news. Ross and John don't read the actual news.
They've hung up on us.
Wow.
Oh, that's a dangerous enemy.
Dare
you know how they said where I was way down there?
Yeah.
And now I'm back?
Oh. They were way down there now.
Ross and John might get a pressure point, pressure point.
1019.
The Fox.
It is time for...
Hughesy. Tuesday.
Now, we are told Hughesy is on the phone. I believe he's in Sydney. He's working on a number of different media commitments at the moment. We're told he has gifts to bear for the show. Hughesy, are you there, mate?
I am here, and I do have gifts to bear, but it's been a tough week for me because there was accusations levelled against me last week by your team.
Me.
By Brendan.
Yeah, it was me.
Just me. Yeah, well, all right, we'll individualise it then. By Brendan Favola, who himself knows, you know, when accusations are going to be levelled against you, that it's hard. You know, I remember a football end of season. Not a trip. I believe you were in Melbourne, Brendan, many years ago, and it was a photo taken of you, and you were wearing something around your waist.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, I do remember.
And there was that. Yeah. Do you want to tell Evie what it was?
There's little ears in the car.
Okay.
But it wasn't. I shouldn't have been wearing it. Something that you play with in the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, keep going, David.
There was accusations of that what that was someone else's, it wasn't yours.
It was someone else's, yeah. But anyway, I was wearing it, so I was guilty.
Okay.
Around your waist?
Anyway.
Yeah, push on, Dave.
Now I feel under pressure like you felt under pressure back then when...
The pressure was up.
Okay.
Anyway, what have you got?
I've been accused of stealing your hoop from your room. The hoop that really made you feel good, that hoop, didn't it?
Yeah, the basketball ring. It's been, you know, early mornings. It's got us through a lot of tough times. I shot hoops with Kobe Bryant with that ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's sentimental. But I threw you under the bus, but then you threw poor Denise Scott under the bus.
Yeah, this was disgusting. Just before you get to whatever this gift is, we're just going to play back you on our show where when you were accused of stealing the hoop, you have put your temporary co-host under the bus. This was a disgrace.
Hughesy threw you under the bus. I said it couldn't have been you.
Yeah, I know. And Hughesy says, hello, it's me.
Yep.
Well, search me, Feb. Go on, you can do the whole body search. Like... If you think I've got a basketball hoop upon my person somewhere.
But it's not the first time.
No, go on. Go on, frisk me. Frisk me,
Jeff. Frisk me. Fairness, I played the wrong audio then, but it doesn't matter. You can hear how upset Denise was that you threw her under the bus.
You said she couldn't afford it because you make so much money.
Well, I've never heard a woman more demanding of Fev to put their hands on her.
She wasn't looking at that photo from Fred Square.
What is the present? Because if it's what we think it is, it's an admission of guilt.
No, it's not an admission of guilt. It's a peace offering so that, you know, we can get on and bookend the day on Fox FM as we've been doing for so long without any problems. I've got two gifts.
Okay. Oh, wow. Leon's just walked in.
They're being walked in now. Okay, you tell us what's about to be revealed here before he takes the covers off.
Well, the first gift is the hoop, a fresh hoop. You know, Kobe Bryant has not touched his hoop, but I'm sure that when LeBron James comes in that he will use the hoop.
Here we go. Thank you, David. It's not the same. It was all plastic. It's a bit of paper on there, but it's good enough. Thank you very much.
That's a replacement hoop. Thank you. There's no need for anything else. Surely that's enough.
This is like... No, but... We got ours from the NBA store. This is from the $2 shop, but it's good.
Mate, I mean, we're on a budget, all right?
Clearly. It looks quite... Yep. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'm chuffed. What's the other presents? Yeah.
Well, the other present was my suggestion initially that you don't need a hoop when you have a beard.
Oh, wow. Dave. Jeez, you're a sweetheart. Thank you very much. This is amazing.
That's what
is
it? Please,
there's two bins. Where we're on radio and people can't see.
There's a really tall bin that I can hang over with all our heads on it. And Byron got a run, which is great.
Finally.
With Fifi, myself. Evie's not on there. She's upset.
No, well, right.
But then you've got a little junior one it's actually a bigger bin, but it's smaller. That's for Byron because he can't shoot. Oh, that's amazing. Well done. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Hughes.
Yeah, and I apologise, Evie, that your photo's not on there.
I'll be drawing it on, don't worry.
Do you know the best thing about this, Uzi, is our ring was dishevelled, it had coffee stains on it. When you get something stolen and then something comes back like 10 times better, this is amazing.
I'm so glad.
This is awesome.
Hughesy.
Absolutely. I mean, that could give you ideas, Fev, for the insurance jobs that you could do in the future.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Hughesy.
Yes, Evie. Yes, Evie.
Did you steal it?
No, absolutely
not. Well, how come you've replaced it?
What a great guy, and we need that to get out there.
Okay, thank you very much. There he goes. Hughesy Tuesday. And Hughesy will be driving you home this afternoon, as he always does here at the Fox. Thank you, mate.
Thanks
so
much.
We can all move on now.
101.9 The Fox.
Have you ever heard of life skill blind spots?
Nope.
Okay, a life skill blind spot is something that you've used most of your life to remember to do something.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so I was looking at Twitter yesterday and there was a university educated man who doesn't know how to open a combination lock.
Oh, just the numbers, like,
you know,
back and forth.
Yeah, one, two, three.
Right.
He doesn't know how to work
that. You've got to go one way and then you go the other way and then, is that how you do it?
Oh.
Don't you?
No.
So just say you know the code?
Yeah, just say your code. Like, you know, the ones with your twist that you had at your high school. So if it's like two,
you've
got to go one way and then you've got to go the reverse way.
Yeah. He didn't know how to do that. He's a university educated. So, like, it's made me think.
Right.
The little life blind spots that you have, I didn't realise I had a few. But mine is I still, when I'm tightening or loosening something, like, you know, I've just moved into a new house. So I was putting my taps together from my washing machine. And I was like, tidy righty, lefty loosey. Tidy righty, lefty loosey.
Yes, that works.
That's how, and it works every time.
That's great.
Remember.
Tidy righty, lefty loosey.
Yeah.
Bang. Well, I'm a horrible speller. And when I was a kid, a teacher told me, because I could never spell eight. Just hard.
What, the number eight?
The number eight, yeah.
Right.
So I was told every Indian gets his tent.
Wow.
And the letter of each.
It's not racist.
No. I've always remembered that.
Native American.
Remember when you learn...
Probably is racist.
Your keys, your notes, every good boy deserves fruit.
Every good boy deserves... And there's never eat soggy Wheat-Bix
never
for
eat
the
soggy
compass.
Wheat-Bix.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, North. I still do North, South, East, West. I still do it with my fingers
never
up, down.
Never eat soggy Wheat-Bix.
Okay.
But what about the, 30 days have December, April, June and November?
Oh, yeah.
I still do that one so I can get the 31-day months right. Do you ever do that?
No.
What? But Fairbairn looks at his calendar.
I don't really care.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60.
I just know that February's only got 28, and that's amazing.
Sometimes
it's closer to payday.
There we go. So what's your way of remembering something? If you've got a way that you remember something as an adult, I mean, these things just get stuck in your head. This would be good for Fev, because you always seem to have a challenge around daylight savings. Like, you do this weird stuff where you set your alarm for earlier to adjust or whatever.
Oh, there's a daylight savings one. Fall forward.
No, spring forward, fall back. That's what
I
use.
Wrong.
So in the spring, wind your clock forward. And think of the motion of falling back, fall being autumn.
Yeah.
You set your alarm the same time every time when it comes. Just set an hour back and you're always up at the same time.
No.
Your body doesn't...
Hey, I know what. Get an iPhone and it'll just reset it for you.
13 10 60, give us a call right now. 1019, The Fox. Evie found this. She's filling in for Fifi while he's on maternity leave. Now, this is trending on Twitter. What was the term called? It's trending on Twitter.
It's called a life skill blind spot.
Okay, so it's basically a way of remembering something, and you've always used this to remember something as you've grown up. Maybe
it's like life skill hacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not hacks. Well, they are. They're hacks.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no one's listening to me today. Tegan from Frankston, good morning.
Back where we started.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's your little life hack?
Well, I'm an adult, obviously, but I only learned this a few years ago. Dessert versus desert, to remember how to spell it. Desert has two S's because you always want to go back for seconds.
Oh, that's very, very good.
Yes.
This is excellent. Now, there's lots of these coming through. We'll take another quick one from Gary in Sunbury. These are just ways of remembering something that have always stuck by you.
Gazza, good morning.
How you going?
Good, mate. What's your name?
Yeah, years ago I went and got my boat license, and you've got port side and starboard side.
Yes.
Oh, so he said to always remember port side. Yeah. You say there's no more port left in the bottle.
Oh, port left.
Port left.
Yeah.
Port left.
In the bottle.
Ports left.
And then you've got starboard, right, left.
Well, that's right.
That didn't help. 131060 is the number. We'll come back to more of these. These are handy, aren't they?
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Trending on Twitter overnight, Evie. It is called this idea of remembering something that's sort of a way of remembering something.
It's a life hack, but it's for your life skill blind spot. So the things that you just can't remember on your own, you need a little hack to help
you
out.
Now, we all threw around some... So, Fev, how did you remember how to spell the word
Every eight? Indian gets his tent. He's eight.
Every Indian gets his tent. There we go. That's how you spell eight.
That's how I always remembered, and I still remember.
Never eat soggy Weet-Bix on the compass.
I before E?
Except after C.
Except after C.
Mm-hmm.
It's I before E,
I see
except
what you did
after
there.
C.
Yep. Mm. Lisa from Werribee. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
What's your little hack?
It's to remember the planets in order from the sun outward.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's good.
And it's a saying, and it's, my very energetic mother jumps swiftly up near Pluto.
Wow.
That's almost harder to remember than the actual planets.
Yeah. I remember there was one like that, something about a Mercedes.
You know what it is? 988 Nepean Highway.
Don't do a promotion Mercedes for Mercedes-Benz Brighton. That was
Renee from Phillip Island. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your little hack?
So similar to the spelling one, again, it's to spell because.
Oh, yes.
And it's big elephants can't always use small exits.
Bang.
There we go. Now, apparently we've now got several different versions of how you spell because, which will probably just confuse us even more.
Courtney from Geelong, how do you spell because?
Becky eats cakes and Uncle sells eggs.
I like that one. That was better than elephants can always. I wouldn't even be able to remember that. Justine from Mernda, this is a third option on how to spell because, which is making it very confusing.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Big elephants catch ants under small elephants.
What?
Oh, God.
It's not that hard of a word to spell.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is everyone having trouble spelling because?
Don't worry. I always spell because, curse. I stuff it up.
C-U-Z.
Mate, I'm the worst speller.
So you need that. Can you remember what Justine
said? No, I'm going to have Becky eats cakes and Uncle sells eggs. I like that one.
Becky eats cakes and Uncle sells eggs. Whose was that?
It's food related. It's
Courtney
in Geelong.
Food related. That just is going to make you hungry,
man. Hey, just because Fev is now going to use Courtney's system to spell because, we did have these lying around as random prizes, and what an awesome random prize. We'll get it to Courtney after the show. Thanks to TEG Live, we've got a double pass to catch the Australian Boomers. We've been chatting with them on Instagram all morning.
We have. We've been atting them the whole time because we've got a new basketball ring thanks to Dave Hughes, who stole it in the first place. Felt guilty.
Yeah.
Got us a new run, which is better.
Yeah, the Boomers are busy because they're taking on USA Basketball this August at Marvel Stadium. Tickets through Ticketmaster, but a double pass. We'll give it there to Courtney in Geelong for helping us out. And we'll
right
give
on,
those
Court.
At random all through the week. That is just about it for us. Let's get into the free-for-all.
Study music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy. 101 now.